take a walk around the small downtown area of Fort Pierce, South Dakota, and you'll find a place called the Dakota Emporium. The store can trace its roots back to a small operation in the local mall, but today it is a place with a unique set of supplies and items to be bought and sold. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mike Peterson says if you turn back the clock to the early 2000s, you'll find the beginnings of the business that he and his wife established.
Sue and I, in 2004, opened a store in Hill City, a tourist store, and that was all Native. My wife was Lakota, and so we decided to do a Native-themed store in Hill City, South Dakota.
The store in Hill City, along with some holiday craft events at local malls, eventually grew into the Dakota Emporium Trading Post in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
Really what happens is that a Native person is a crafter and sells product. They bring it to somebody that would buy it, like myself. And we buy it on the spot, put it out and sell it, and they keep coming back. It's not like buying from a catalog. We sell what we get a chance to buy.
The variety of items here is quite impressive.
We have, you know, everything from drums to dresses to regalia that people wear for different types of dances at powwows.
These are items made by Native Americans in the region. Mike's store truly has a lot to offer.
The deerskin dress that we have is a women's traditional dress, and that's, I think, $3,200. But we also have earrings for $10 that are made by people.
But Mike also has a lot of other items to sell. These are the raw materials that those craftspeople need to create what Mike may later get a chance to sell through the Dakota Emporium. The items are reminiscent of a trading post two centuries ago. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Pierce, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.